This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we got a lot going on at the Amerant Bank Arena. I got to set the stage for what I have seen.
Hate you.
I have to set the stage. We're live at Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. If you want to really see the scene, I posted a little video on Instagram just moments ago. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I have a lot of stuff to get to, but fairly jarring to see Channing Crowder wheel in on a wheelchair and sitting next to me in a wheelchair. He's in nice. An actual wheelchair. If you've been listening to the show, he tried to do a toe tap the other night, I think to impress your niece.
My daughter and
your daughter.
My niece. And my, you know, my, yes.
Because you, you
young,
tell them.
Young ladies in my household.
We've had this happen before where you tried to jump over the crick because you were trying. What happens is you get around your family or anyone.
Yes.
And you start talking about your athletic prowess.
Mm-hmm.
But that was years ago. And you don't realize that you're getting older.
Yeah.
And so now you're in your 40s. And you tried to jump up the way a really well-oiled athlete might be able to do.
The cheerleaders, when
they put, jump up.
They do a split.
Their legs
their
go completely split in the air.
And then
and they touch their tips of their fingers to their toes.
And I completed that.
But when you landed, because I saw the video.
I broke my feet.
He broke. He finally went to the doctor after complaining 2 days. Both his feet are broken.
This is humbling. This is a humbling situation.
Oh, you think? Because I saw you wheel in, and you're sitting next to me in a wheelchair.
This is weird.
What?
And, yeah, he's got...
I've broken calcaneus bones. So the heel bone is the biggest bone in your foot, and the right one's bad off fractured, and the left one has a hairline fracture in it.
And so the doctor said to you, you've been walking on these for the last 2 days?
Yes. She was like, the doctor this morning was like, I know this is extremely painful. And now the man comes out of me and I look back at her and I say, have you ever met a Crowder? And she shook her head in disgust and walked back out the room because she wasn't impressed by that.
Right.
Night.
Well, that hit harder in 95. That, like... You're now just the old broken down man with
Hawk,
broken feet.
Hawk, you don't have to keep reminding me how, like, I'm old now.
Well, honestly,
I was actually talking to Asia before I came here. I'm laying in the bed and I'm about to jump up and go get something. She was like, you want me to get it? And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, can you grab me a seltzer water? And this was God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, sit your old ass down.
Like, you finally learned it. You didn't learn it when you tried to jump the creek, and you haven't learned it when you've woken up, you know, after a bike ride the next day and you're achy. This, you learned your lesson.
The creek, the dock was too floaty, and it had, you know, the
too much give.
Give. Like, yeah. With everything else that happened in the last four or five years with me athletically, I always found an excuse. This was a isolated incident of me by myself on a flat floor, and I broke my feet doing a toe touch.
He broke his feet, and he might need surgery. So you might need surgery?
The right foot has screws in it, and now I got to get a X-ray Monday, and if the screws moved, an MRI, whatever, and if the screws have moved, they might have to take the screw. Now I have to have a whole surgery. I got to get put under the knife and general anesthesia because I wanted to do a toe touch.
Truly amazing.
This is crazy. Now, I'm really, people don't respect me in my wheelchair. I'm usually the big dude in the room. I wheel into the gas station. They cut in front of me in line. I'm like, make it out.
I say this all the time. That I'm the healthiest guy on the show. Now we're sitting here because we're at the Ameren Bank Arena with Tree, who's 70. Tree and I are both healthier than you.
Just disrespect, man.
Well, you disrespected your age.
I'm only Tree's 70. I'm 40.
I
should be able to do things like this.
Well, you're 40 in NFL years, which is about 70 in human years.
This is so embarrassing. Should I make up a better story than toe touch? This has been going through my mind today.
I mean, you're like, well, what on earth could you assassination attempt?
I got attacked by animal.
Hawk.
I got jumped by some kids in an alley.
Hawk, I'm not even kidding. We could make some money selling that video to TMZ. Channing Crowder.
You're not wrong.
Breaks both feet with this maneuver. Like,
and then I put on Instagram, he's now, because he wants to make himself cool in his wheelchair, he's trying to do the tilt back in the wheelchair thing, and he almost broke his neck. He almost broke his neck. Tree and I both jumped up to save him.
I want to make up a better story. This story sucks, though.
It's terrible. You look ridiculous.
I do.
You look absolutely ridiculous.
Like, old woman, a purse snatcher. I chase him around in the alley. He has buddies waiting. They jump me.
They went right for your feet.
They were feet mongrels. And they grabbed my ankles and pulled them out. Like, I want to have a better story than the real
story. On top of that, tonight here at the Ameren Bank Arena, it is card pack night, and they've given us some cards. Did you get any good ones?
We got the same ones?
I don't know.
I got Barkey on top.
Yeah, right? Barkey on top.
Ekblad.
Boquist. Nico Mikola. AJ Greer.
Got Verhaeghe.
Ekblad. Dmitry Kulikov. Oh, I got Carter Verhaeghe as well.
We could put him in his wheelchair in the spokes.
Oh, that's a great idea. You don't remember that from being a kid, putting the trading cards in the spokes of your wheels.
We used to jam the water bottle in the top to make the noise. I don't want to bring attention to myself, Tree.
Let's dress up your chair a little bit.
I want to sneak around.
We can put the tassels right in the handle there.
You are not putting anything on this
by
chair.
By 6 o'clock, let's really dress up that chair of yours.
I'm sneaking around.
Unbelievable. And then on top of that, so not only is it trading cards, so if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you know tonight is the Stanley Cup rematch. This is the first time Edmonton has been back here. In addition to that, Crowder, my friend in the wheelchair, was kind enough to bring me a bag of Gushers. I've never had these before.
Talk.
He's admitting now, after buying them, that they are overpriced in our vending machine.
They're double the price at $3.50. Yeah. That's double the price of gas.
Nah, but the one at the vending machine is bigger than that bag, 100%.
Is it?
No, that's the biggest
bag they make. Four servings per container, 12 pieces. That's what you said yesterday.
That's the same bag, Salon. That's the biggest bag they make.
Let's see.
You know I'm going to lose these feet. I love me some candy now.
We're gummy.
You going to roll it down your chest to eat it?
Today ain't the day, Jack.
I need to leave everybody alone today.
I've seen more mobile people on my 600-pound life than you, so today ain't the day, Jack.
Man, this is a humbling experience here, boy.
Hawk, I know somebody who broke both of their feet. No joke. a cousin in Rochester, broke both of his feet jumping a fence, dummy, Bills fan, idiot. Both feet were in a boot for like 4 to 6 weeks. Crowder, like, I don't think you're realizing what you're going to have to do here for the next couple months. Like, you're going to be in not one, but two boots.
The lady told me, the doctor, I forget her name, Devonta, Dr. Devonta, whatever. She was like, you see this with people that fall off ladders. And she had no, like, there was no joke in her body. Like, my, you know, my back and forth character is very, you know, jest and ha ha ha. Straight face. She says, this happens to people that fall off ladders. Like, how did this happen? I showed her the video thinking, oh, this will lighten her up. She was like, that wasn't a good idea.
Listen, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. I didn't feel anything gush.
They kind of look gooey in the inside.
I must be doing something wrong.
The
Heat finally got that win last night. I cashed the ticket. I had Heat minus 2.5. That was a laugher by the end. That was fun. You cashed Trae Young under, right?
I cashed Trae Young under and Tyler under.
Oh.
But I lost the I went under.
Well, you went under on the game, too.
And I lost the game under one.
What have I been saying, though? If you play my boy, Duncan Robinson, the right way, he's an all-star. And so hopefully Spo is finally listening to me. Give him some minutes. Yeah. Let him get his rhythm. Guy's unstoppable.
I would say, I was listening to Solana pregame because I'm just a Solana fan now. I don't know. I'm just always driving pregame. And they said,
part of the reason that you're in the condition that you're in, I imagine.
Osmosis. I got weak bones.
I mean, does anybody else find it amazing that Solana has a relative that also broke both his feet? I don't.
Solana's about to break his feet today. But it was saying,
all right, Stephen Hawking.
I love the Heat. But he actually asked a good question. It's, I don't know, some guy, his name was some weird
He's not old, and he's not weird. He's a very good Heat reporter.
What's his name?
Zachary Weinberger for ClutchPoints.com.
That's why he's old and weird, because he goes by Zachary. Come on. The whole word. Yeah, not Zach anymore.
Look cute, Zachary.
Yeah, Zachary. But they were like, if we need people come off the bench, who do you need? And they actually made a great point. It was like, Duncan should be the guy. Duncan's the money guy. Duncan, you've seen it in the past.
I've been saying it for years.
And I thought about you. You've been saying it. And it lined up last night where why would Duncan not be the guy that you give more shots to? And I think that lineup, Highsmith and the guys they played last night, that seems advantageous to the Heat.
I saw someone someone wrote into Ira today. It was something along the lines of, hey, this team needs to hit threes. So play whoever you want in the first half, figure out who's hot, and then just let them play in the second half, which is kind of exactly what he did last night. The only guy who doesn't get a chance is Terry Rozier again, who's, you know, he's less active than you, and he's got both feet.
Terry should wear Crocs to the game. No reason to tie your shoes, Terry.
Stanley Cup Finals rematch tonight here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Today also is a highly controversial day on this show. Today is National Chili Day. Now, I love a bowl of chili. Always have. I like the chili at Hooters. I had dinner last night with Zach Gelb, Josh Appel. We went to Maggie McFly's, but they had chili on the menu. I almost got it. I didn't end up getting it. I happen to love chili. Today's National Chili Day. It's always highly controversial because of Skyline Chili, which I believe is such good chili, and the way that they load the shredded cheese on top of it, and there's no moderation on Skyline Chili. You either love it or hate it.
Yes.
And it always ends up being a big debate on the show, but today we'll get into that if we can. I happen to love the chili at Wendy's. I think they make very good chili. The chili, it's a white bean chili at Cheesecake Factory, is excellent chili. I happen to love a bowl of chili.
Meat soup. That's just, that's not good talk.
Chili?
Chili's not good.
Mm.
It's not, especially that Skyline crap with the cinnamon and
it's
the sugar.
It's hearty and it sticks to your bone.
What about sweet meat? Name another sweet meat.
Something about Skyline chili.
No.
That just works. Now, it may be the pound of cheese that they put on it. I don't know. Yeah. But I have had Skyline Chili without the cheese because Solana brought us back cans of it, and Lori had made that. Like, there, it is sweet, but it's delicious. So we'll celebrate National Chili Day today, as we always do. We've got another $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. Do they have chili there at Twin Peaks?
I think they have, like,
they have a venison chili, don't they?
Yeah, it's venison chili.
Yeah, a little cutesy Twin Peaks. But regardless, yeah, we'll give away the $50 gift card regardless. $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. We've got the tickets for Buckets and Bets. We'll talk about that later on in the program. Aronde Gadsden is going to try to join us today. He's in Indianapolis. He doesn't know how the cell phone connectivity is going to be. Yes.
Oh, they're about to cash in.
So they're at the combine.
Oh, they're about to cash in.
What did he send me? There's a quote from little OG, who's not very little.
No.
Syracuse tight end Aronde Gadsden II, quote, "I want to be remembered as one of the best to ever step on Syracuse's campus. In the NFL, hopefully, I'll be in the Hall of Fame one day."
He can play.
He can play. Get him in the right system. I think he can be a game-changing tight end, I guess, would be the official designation.
And it's funny when you know that we're this close with OG, and it's like, oh, you're amping his son up. Past our friendship, he is built for this league. Those guys, the guys that are doing it, like the Jimmy Graham-style guy, this is what he is.
Yep.
If you haven't stood next to little OG, it's crazy. I saw him in Dallas for the East-West Shrine game, and he still surprises me how physically dominating he is over top of even me, who's 250, 6'3". He towers over me, and he's quick. He's in the slot. It's perfect football. I don't know what he would have done 40 years ago, but the NFL is lined up for little OG. I'm excited.
And Aronde, the dad, you know how big his hands are. Like, if I haven't looked at how big Aronde the second's hands are, but if they're anywhere close to OG's hands, like that's something you can't teach. That is a gift from God.
They're just as big.
Yeah.
But little OG's actually in shape and eats vegetables.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, for those of you who know OG through this show, OG 35 years ago.
Yes.
And, like, and how imposing he was on a football field. Remember, he was undrafted and went out there and balled in the NFL.
OG, I asked him this too, and, you know, OG giggled. Ha, 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 ha. Little OG's better than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was better in college. He went to a more respected college. He wasn't all-American, all-conference player. OG wasn't. Then OG was undrafted. His son is about to get drafted very high. Little OG's better than OG. Sorry, OG.
So anyway,
I'm going to tell him when he comes on, too.
Aronde Gadsden, we're going to try. We're going to try to get Aronde on. He'll be our correspondent from the Combine. Will Manso is here at the arena. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, Stanley Cup Finals rematch. I'm sure all the local newscasters, sportscasters will be out here. Doug Plagans is going to stop by and join us at our broadcast table. So we have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon from the Amerant Bank Arena. We're always thrilled to have Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer, who recently retired, but he comes out of retirement for our broadcast, and we always get a smile when we see him. We thought it would be him in the wheelchair before one of us, but that didn't work out the way that we had thought, and it's Crowder, of course, in the wheelchair for everyone.
I broke my feet.
Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Should I just repeat everything you went over? Because you kind of went through all the headlines there, Hawk. Heat win, good win for them. They play tomorrow. Stanley Cup rematch tonight with the Oilers.
Who do the Heat play tomorrow?
The Pacers tomorrow, and then the all Knicks right. on Sunday, and then on Monday they play Washington. So
I mean, is it as simple for the Heat? And again, I'm not suggesting they're going to be the four seed. We talked about this yesterday. But is it as simple for the Heat as if they hit their shots, they're a decent team? Like, I know that's so simplistic, but that's the difference between Monday and Wednesday. They played the same team both nights.
Yeah.
One was a dramatically different outcome than the other game. And my rudimentary viewing of basketball, I'm like, oh, they're hitting shots. They're like Duncan Robinson's lighting it up from three. They're hitting shots. Am I missing? Is there something greater going on there, Solana?
Well, just from Monday to yesterday, no.
Yeah.
Because Amy Odebert had pointed out to you, they took so many open looks. 35 of their 40 misses were open looks or from three, and they just missed them. So, like, that, right, the progression to the mean is going to happen in the NBA with guys like Miami who shoot a lot of threes. But I think yesterday it's unrealistic for that to be sustainable. Davion Mitchell going 100%, 5 of 5 from three, having 18 points in the second half. Look, you know I love off night, but that dude's never doing that again. He's just not. Haywood Highsmith hadn't made a field goal, guys, since February 5th. And yesterday, 14 points. He was great. He's going to keep playing. Spo's going to ride him, but is he going to give you 14 points? No. Like, he's going to go 0 for 4 in one of these next couple games because that's what Haywood Highsmith does. So you just can't expect that type of consistency from the depth, from the role players. But Tyler, 24 points. Bam, 20 and 9 yesterday. And Andrew Wiggins had an off-night shooting. Those three guys have to be consistent. And you need Duncan. To me, he's the X factor of the team. You need Duncan off the bench scoring the basketball.
It starts with him getting minutes, which he got a lot last night.
And like I said, I give Solana's credit. Solana called the Duncan game last night, pregame.
Really?
But to your point, Tyler gets 20. Like, that's what's going to happen. Tyler's going to be mid-20s. Bam's going to be 17 to 23. Who else is going to put
Someone has to put those points up. You thought it was going to be Terry Rozier.
Yes.
It wasn't. You think it might be Andrew Wiggins. Hasn't really been. And you got a guy like Duncan who can do that.
And that's what it is. But to Solana's point, I think we need that 25, 25, 25. We can't do 14, 10, 9, 8, 7, 14. Like, I don't think consistently we can say Highsmith is dropping 18 a night. You got your top three guys, and who else is that? It's Duncan. Does it have to be Duncan? Like, I don't see anybody else on the roster. I think it's Duncan.
I said this to Tommy Tighe last night. You guys are going to think I'm on drugs, and Tommy did. But remember how Chris Bosh was, quote-unquote, the most important player during the Big Three era? I'm not comparing Duncan to Bosh, but I think that's how – like, Hawk, you want to be even more simplistic? If Duncan Robinson has a good game shooting, the Heat might win games. If he doesn't, the Heat have no chance.
Well,
it might be that simple.
No, but that is the difference. Because we've talked about that throughout the season. If you've got a guy who can knock down five threes, then that's the difference. That's the difference in most – I mean, that's 15 points. That's the difference in most games.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to help you go wee-wee or anything today? Like, how are you going to get out of that chair?
I got a wipe because sitting in this chair all day got my butt moist.
Yeah, do you need me to help with that? Like, do I have to do it?
I'm fine.
All right, because if you need tree, you pull them over that way and, you know, because I need someone to clean my flaps one day. I didn't know I was
going to you hold me under my arms while Hawk deals with the back? Sitting in this chair, man, is I don't like this.
Yeah. Oh.
There's no air.
Broken feet.
I broke my feet. What? This is ridiculous, Hawk.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Ashamed of myself.
Yep. You should be.
In your living room.
Hey, this happens to people in your family once a year, you said. I'm a Solana.
So how you doing, FDR? Everything good over there?
Man, I'm really trying to laugh through the embarrassment because this is terrible.
No, you're going to go viral at some point, so we might as well profit off this,
capitalize on this. Yeah, 100%.
Listen, put it out because tomorrow around 3 p.m., they're making a whole show out of it on the pivot.
Yeah, Hawk, I think – Crowder, do I have your permission to post this video? Let me get some clout at least.
Whatever the hell you want to post, but the whole show is me breaking my damn feet. This is terrible.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorney.
Oh, man. Look how black and blue that is.
Everywhere.
Holy mackerel. That's disgusting.
This is crazy, isn't it?
That is disgusting. Hold on.
Oof.
Bro, it's like y'all think I'm playing. Like, this is no joke. This is terrible.
Oh, man.
The whole top.
Crazy. I didn't think it was possible.
There he is in his chair.
Don't pick that goddamn camera. I can't stand Joe.
Healthy. Healthy. Wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Wait till Will Manso sees you.
Hey, you got a little cover. You can dress up the chair. And it looks like it's a couch. Oh, boy. She said, oh, boy.
Anything else?
Not from me. I don't know if John Nash has anything else to say. But
you got anything else, Paul Pierce?
Man, I'm not fooling with y'all, man. I'm going to go home early. I'm sick. I'm going to call my mom. She's going to check me out.
All right, anything else, Alana?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, Rondé Gadsden. We're going to try to hook up with Rondé in Indianapolis. I don't know if the phone will work, but we'll try in the next segment. There is no better time to download the Hard Rock Bet app than right now. We were just telling you, I hit the Heat -2.5 yesterday. Crowder had the Trae Young under, Duncan Robinson over. Tell you what, whatever you're thinking about betting, hockey, basketball, there's just so much action going on, and lots of MMA coming up as well, too. College basketball's heating up as well. We're about a month away from the biggest tournament of the year. You don't want to go in blind. You should see him trying to get through the trying to get through on his wheelchair. Like, and just pathetic. Oh, my goodness. Usually people in a wheelchair, though, engender some sympathy. None from your tree. Just complete laughter. Are you going to go use the big stall?
It better not be in there. He's spinning in the wheelchair.
Anyway, college basketball's heating up. We're about a month away from the biggest tournament of the year. Don't go in blind. Start betting on the action today. Maybe you'll find that underdog that no one saw coming. If you're not sure what to bet on, check out the Discover page. You could see what everyone else is betting on, and you can follow the crowd. You could fade the crowd. You could take pre-made parlays and see what underdogs are hot. Here's the deal, though. Try your first bet on any sport. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app right now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You keep up your diet, Croak is in your future.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to get OG on the line. I told you he didn't know if he was going to be able to hear us on the phone or not. Crowder just went to the bathroom in his wheelchair.
Isn't that Flashdance they're playing?
Yeah. Why, was that in a wheelchair?
That was a wheelchair?
No.
What am I missing, Tree?
Dancing and hurt himself.
Oh, I was doing the cheerleading thing.
Yeah. How'd that come up that you decided to do the toe tap?
Because Ava did it.
Oh, I see.
So my daughter and my niece was there, and my sister-in-law, I guess my dad's wife's daughter, like we had family members over, and Ava's doing her little routine stuff, and you know all the.
And you start yapping like, "Oh, I can do that. That's like, not that hard."
And so she did the jump in the air split, and everybody's like, "Ooh!" And I'm yapping. I'm like, "That's not difficult. Like, why is everybody acting like this is a hard? This is easy athletic of like movement. You can't do a toe tap. You can't do a toe touch." I was like, "Yes, I can." Okay, well, go then, Uncle Channing. Okay, Daddy, yeah, well, and they're talking. And I was like, okay, watch this. And then I watched it myself.
You are so easily goaded into stuff that you're unable to do anymore.
I could do it, though, back in the day.
Right, but it's not back in the day anymore.
But that's the thing that is hard. It's hard to come to that realization that you're not athletic anymore when you were once. Like, I dunked in ninth grade. I could dunk, like, flat-footed, stand on the goal, jump up and dunk.
It's not ninth grade anymore.
It's hard to come to that realization inside of you.
Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Aronde Gadsden is in Indianapolis, where the NFL Combine is going on. I read to you earlier today a quote from OG the second.
Yeah.
I want to be remembered as one of the best to ever step on Syracuse's campus in the NFL. Hopefully I'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. I don't want to make this about your son, OG, because you're just an observer, but Crowder says he's better than you. At this yes. age, he's yes. better than you.
Yes, OG, yes.
Can you say that?
Yeah, I can say that. Just like Crowder was talking about, those things we used to could do, I just can't do it anymore. But I just think, you know, it's our job. I mean, I think, you know, Crowder hoped the same for his son, you know what I mean, to be better than him. That's our job to make it. I'm pretty sure, Hawk, your son better than you.
Well, I'm not very good at anything.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't easy. Know. He, I mean, he won already. He won already.
He's on top.
He's better than you at Papa Shot. That's what you got. He's a Papa Shot.
Wow, now you've crossed a line. Now you've crossed a line, Aronde. Now you've crossed a line.
Yeah.
Is he enjoying it, though? Is he enjoying the combine?
They got him. They locked up all day, every day, and I haven't seen him. I don't plan on seeing him. I don't want to see him.
What's it like? Is it just like a buzz of activity constantly?
Yeah, constantly, especially you know with the Travis Hunters and the you know.
We seem to have lost Aronde there.
And we have a buzz of Wi-Fi. I see.
I'll get him back on in a second.
All right.
You know what? I'm gonna ask my next question would be like, because I was there as a player. Like you're going through all
did
that.
Did you like
crap.
It, or it was it's, like too much of a meat market?
It's a meat market, and they actually I don't know if they do it still. They had something called the cattle call, and it's when position by position, you
just like all linebackers come in.
Every linebacker that's in the draft or that gets invited, but you put on draws.
Right.
You put on boxes.
I remember seeing that on video, like where it looked like a cattle call.
And you you're in a line. It's a bunch of naked dudes, half naked. Well, really, just honestly, just boxers on, and you're lined up, and you go and stand up and get height and weight.
Isn't that the picture of Tom Brady that's famous because he's standing there in boxers? He has no definition whatsoever.
No, and it's weird, but the part that you don't see about the cattle call is that there are bleachers of every NFL head coach, OC, DC. What are you going to learn about my football game with watching me wear
if
boxers?
They saw your feet, you may have dropped to the fifth or sixth round.
What's the weirdest thing?
Aronde's back on the line, by the way. You can bring Aronde back up there. It's just like a buzz of activity? That's what I was asking.
Yeah, just everybody walking around. You know, you got regular football fans. Obviously, you got all the agents, all the marketing people.
Oh, is it open to the public?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. You know, you got the little place where you can do the little games and throw the ball through the thing. And then, you know, obviously only on the end zone where they have just the fans. I don't know if you remember last year when Xavier Worthy ran that fast time. He ran almost into the crowd. So, yeah, it's everything going on, especially with the storylines going on, should Abdul Carter have his foot surgery or not? There's a lot of stuff going on, and so it's good, but we can't get back to where the players are, but the schedule is pretty from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow,
that's pretty much their schedule. I think they try to get you all flustered before you have to really, like, this is Aronde's interview with all the teams day.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, he did the podium stuff earlier, but now he gets to meet one-on-one with every head coach and GM, and then till 11:30, and then he got to get up and weigh in at 6 a.m., and then they run and do field drills tomorrow. So I think they try to put you under pressure, to see how much you can handle. Like, the odd thing is everybody says, oh, he's – good to have you, and you could help him. I can't help him. I didn't go do this from Winston-Salem State. I
ain't with you. You didn't do the combine?
No. Like, from HBC? No, sir. Absolutely not.
OG, I want to ask you that because
my pro day was at Wake Forest.
So, OG,
I thought you were going to say your pro day was at Winn-Dixie.
It is now. If you want to have my pro day right now,
Rodney Gaston running the 40, aisle 6.
He is a runaway number one pick.
OG, you coached your son. I don't know if people know you were coaching. And you still coach football, but like you could teach him how to stem, how to run stems, how to affect the safety, and how to look off this and look off that. What about this process? Like, did you give little OG advice on like the interviews? Because it's him; he got to be himself. There's no cheat code.
I did not. We hired one of them coaches to coach him up, and what they say, like the questions going into it, like if you were on a bus and the bus was going 150 miles an hour, where would you sit? I mean, I wouldn't be on the bus. Like, I don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, but there's a right and a wrong answer to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. We hired him, and he's the ex-GM. And he's been helping him, with the questions and stuff like that. So, whatever the case may be, I think, the last year I haven't really, you give him the code. Like last year I used to, before freshman, sophomore, junior, I used to give him quotes every day. Like, quotes to motivate him. But the last year, maybe once a week, I talked to him before the game. He's, I think you round into your own and you know what to do, what not to do,
Yeah, he's into a groove now, which I imagine you're going pro, like you've got to be into your own groove.
Don't call me dad. What you want? You know what I mean? Like, my only advice is leave them people alone. Because that's the only thing to derail the train. You gotta put the hat on. You can't.
Don't go into the mine without your miner's helmet.
That's the only thing. Mess this up right now.
Funny. OG talks about those questions. And I had the same guy. I was with Tom Shaw in New Orleans, legendary trainer. They had an interview, liaison that told you the questions. Killed him. Yeah. Mike Tice from Minnesota pulled me into the room, and it was too comfortable. We're sitting on the couch. He said, "You drink alcohol?" I said, "Huh?" "Have you ever done drugs?" I said, "Huh?"
Hey, that's one of the things they're trying to get you not to do. They're trying to get you one of them things. You can't go to huh and the ums for too long. Huh-oh is a red flag. Two huhs in a row. Get him out of here. Somebody get him.
I know the Vikings were off of my list after that interview. Huh? What happened again, Cole?
You said alcohol.
How did it go? I said, two huhs.
His agent dropped him in between the Vikings interview and the Packers interview.
All right. You said them both. You said them back to back? Said one after one question, one after the next question? No.
Can I get the language of origin on that question?
Can you use drugs in a sentence?
Hey, have you had a chance up in Indianapolis, OG, to get to St. Elmo's for the shrimp cocktail?
Not yet. I landed at 1 o'clock and came straight here. So have you been here for a little before?
Have you had shrimp cocktail before?
For the Super Bowl and everything else. Without a doubt.
Is it special?
I will be here tonight.
Is it special?
Oh, man. The shrimp are like humongous. Humongous. Like, I think you 4 or 8, I think you, I mean, it's the biggest shrimp. It's a meal. It's really a meal. Like, you can cut it, the shrimp and serve. Not Jimmy, but the rest of us four probably can eat. Not Jimmy. It won't make it to Jimmy.
Well, gee, isn't it boiled shrimp and cocktail sauce? Like, I've been there. It's boiled shrimp and cocktail.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times.
Oh, so Crowder maintains
it's the only place really to go.
Well, Crowder maintains if your specialty is shrimp cocktail, you don't really have a specialty.
Boiled shrimp.
I mean, it is boiled shrimp, but I think the size of the shrimp is what we're talking about. Like, if you go to Winn-Dixie, you won't get the same size shrimp. I think they may be prawns. They may be prawns.
Oh, prawns.
Prawns. I think they may have prawns at an Elmo. They may have prawns.
But OG, I've been selling my whole life. It's not about the size. It's about the quality.
I've been saying that.
Right. No, listen. Size does matter, though. That's not what they taught me
at Hebrew school.
did they tell you that in English?
You should have seen our cattle call. quite different than yours. Hey, OG, before I let you go, because I know you want to enjoy Indy, today is National Chili Day. I love chili. All right. Do you like chili?
Of course I do.
You do? Okay.
I need a dollop of sour cream on mine. Cheddar cheese.
Yes.
And I'm in between the regular white onion and the red onion. Some people use the red onion. If I have to go onions, gun the head, I have to just use the white one and get a minute or two after. But can't beat a good bowl of chili. You know what I'm saying?
How about Skyline chili? Have you had Skyline chili? It's 43 degrees here. Skyline chili, sweet. It's got the cheese, like a pound of cheese
on
it.
I don't really like it. I like
Skyline chili a lot.
They kind of, the cheese is, whoa. They ain't playing around with the cheese.
They ain't playing around with the cheese.
They might got Kirkland cheese because they put a lot of it on now. They put a lot of cheese on.
As like the meal or just a little side note, a little appetizer?
As an appetizer before the meal. Yeah, that's an appetizer.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wendy's. Yeah, Wendy's has good chili. You ever had chili at Wendy's, OG?
Nobody said that.
No, it's true. I get the chili from Wendy's and put it on the baked potato.
Yes, that's a savvy veteran move. That's such a great move.
Yeah.
I love doing that as well.
I've been eating for a while. See, Channing is kind of biased. You know what I'm saying?
You don't hate more than me, huh, OG?
You ever had alcohol, huh? And I'm guessing young Crowder walked out of there going, I killed it. I killed it.
Right. Oh, no.
Hey, Minnesota, listen, here I come.
Listen. That night when the agent called him and said, how'd he do? He's like, I killed it.
Minnesota, put that in the yes bin. Oh, yeah? How'd it go? What'd they ask you? They said, do I ever do drugs? I said, huh?
Hey. He probably said, that's the team who Mel Kiper was probably talking about. Was going to get me at 20.
It was Mike Tyson.
Minnesota, yeah, Minnesota.
But he warmed me up.
Mike Tyson, he going to get me at 20. He going to get me at 20.
OG, he warmed me. Now I'm thinking about he warmed me up, sitting on the couch, no table. Man, you're a hell of a player. All-American, sophomore. Like, this is amazing. Yeah, you come up. Man, you can hit and cover. Yeah, coach, appreciate it. You drink alcohol? Huh? What happened?
And then at the end, you're like, so you think you might draft me? He went, huh?
What happened again?
You think you would get me at 20? Huh? Mel said you're going to get me at 20, huh?
All right, Ronde Gadsden. We love you, OG. If you talk to your son, tell him we wish him the best, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I'll send you a picture of the shrimp cocktail later tonight.
Yes. Yeah, do that. All right, Ronde Gadsden. COG. That's when you know it's classy, when it's actually prawns.
Prawns.
Yeah, when it's prawns.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give them the Chicken Little. I give them the 1-2 crossing the street. I give them a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.